Good morning. It is Friday, September the 8th. I'm Steve Smith, and with me now from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, it's Joanne Fox, and welcome to this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. Beginning actually today and continuing tomorrow, you have to schedule these, though. It's an event with the Northwest Iowa Symphony Orchestra. They are looking for members for their upcoming season, and they're holding auditions today and tomorrow, and those auditions will be at the Music Building on the Dort College campus. If you are looking to play in the orchestra and you've never played in it before, or first time folks must audition, and all student members need to re-audition each year. You can go to niso@dort.edu if you'd like more information about that.
The 45th annual South Dakota Fiddle Festival and Contest is taking place now through Sunday, and that's on the Yankton County Fairgrounds in Yankton, South Dakota. Now tonight, a jamboree and mini concerts will start at 7 p.m., and then tomorrow's events throughout the day include guitar, fiddle, mandolin, and clogging workshops, along with concerts and a barn dance. The festivities conclude on Sunday with a gospel sing at 10 a.m. Lots more information on that event at fiddlersofsouthdakota.com.
And we hope you've been tending to your milkweed. Monarch butterflies will soon begin their journey south during their annual migration to Mexico, and the Dorothy Pico Nature Center is inviting the public to learn more about monarch butterfly migration and help tag butterflies at an educational program tonight at 6 o'clock, and that'll be at Sioux City's Prairie West Gate, located on Talbot Road, about a half mile north of the Military Road intersection.
Vanguard Arts presents Laura Rain and the Caesars, and that's tonight at 8 o'clock in the backyard of the Skyline Bar and Casino in North Sioux City. The show will be moved inside in case of inclement weather, but I think we're pretty good on the weather. Laura Rain pushes the envelope on her unique soul music, channeling inspiration from Detroit's long history of dance music, funk, blues, soul, and R&B tonight at 8 o'clock.
Sioux City Parks and Rec Department is presenting the first annual Mother-Son Tailgate for Boys. That's boys ages 5 and older tomorrow from 9 to 10 a.m. Tomorrow, September 9th, from 10 a.m. to noon, and that'll be at Bacon Creek Shelter Number 1. There'll be grilled hot dogs and hamburgers and tailgating games like beanbag toss, ladder golf, and then there's also going to be a scavenger hunt around Bacon Creek. The theme for the event is favorite athletic team, and if you go, you are encouraged to wear your favorite team apparel.
The Sioux City Community Theater will host a Beauty and the Beast Children's Luncheon on Saturday. It goes from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You can get photos with cast members from the theater's production of Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which is coming up in the middle of the month. And those start at 11 o'clock, and then it's followed by a lunch, entertainment, and an activity. Children, of course, are encouraged to attend the event in their favorite Beauty and the Beast costume, but reservations are suggested for that. And so for that, you need to call the Community Theater box office at 233-2719.
The Sioux City Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center is presenting a kids' stargazing activity tomorrow at 1 o'clock. That seems odd, a stargazing activity at 1. It's a 45-minute session. Participants will use constellation projectors to learn how Lewis and Clark observes stars and constellations. The activity is intended for kids in kindergarten through 5th grade.
Pianist Julian Martin will perform a solo recital at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. It's going to be on Morningside College's Epley Auditorium. Originally from Alabama, Julian Martin studied at Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore with additional studies in Italy and France, and his recital will include works by Brahms, Haydn, Ravel, and Ibanez. Again, more information on that at morningside.edu.
Orange City Arts presents Felicitas, a one-woman show. It's a true story of an Austrian infant nurse who escaped the Third Reich to nurture order in American society, one baby at a time. New York actress Libby Scalia performs under the story of her great aunt in this celebration of love, discipline, and the nobility of a life in service. The play also features original mandolin music performed by Stephen May. That show is tomorrow evening at 7:30. Go to orangecityarts.net to find out more.
Here's a nice road trip up to Cherokee. The Sanford Museum Association is presenting Tent Repertoire, Circle Stock, Air Domes, and Opera Houses, Gone But Not Forgotten. That's going to be presented by Richard Poole, who's formerly on the Briarcliff faculty staff for many years. Again, that is on Saturday. It's 7:30 p.m. Now, Richard's lecture is going to detail the incredible amount of theater that was available to rural and small-town Midwesterners between 1870 and 1949. Again, that's at the Sanford Museum in Cherokee, Saturday, 7:30 p.m.
The Experimental Aircraft Association Chapter 291 presents the Tommy Martin Memorial Drive-In and Fly-In Pancake Breakfast and Young Eagles Rally. That'll be Sunday, September 10th at Martin Field, just outside of South Sioux City. Pilots will be available from 9 a.m. to noon to give free airplane rides to help initiate kids ages 8 to 17 into the world of flight. The pancake breakfast starts at 8 a.m. Go to midamericaairmuseum.org to find out more.
And don't get your fill of the pancakes, because the St. Thomas Orthodox Church in Sioux City is hosting its Syrian Lebanese dinner, and that's going to be on Sunday. It goes from 12:30 to 6 p.m. The menu includes kibbeh, which is a tasty meatloaf, yabra, stuffed cabbage leaves, Syrian bread, salad, rice, and my favorite, baklava, a classic Mediterranean dessert made with phyllo dough, butter, and walnuts in a sweet syrup. Yeah, lots of butter. Again, that's Sunday, 12:30 to 6 p.m. at St. Thomas Orthodox Church here in Sioux City.
The Orpheum Theater is showing the documentary film May It Last, A Portrait of the Avett Brothers. That'll be on Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. The Avett Brothers, Saturday in the Park performers, they also performed at the Orpheum not so long ago. The film it depicts a lifelong creative partnership put to the test as band members undergo marriage, divorce, parenthood, illness, and the challenges of music business. More than just a concert documentary, May It Last is described as a meditation on family, love, and the passage of time. That's a Judd Apatow documentary.
It is, so. It's very exciting that's coming to Siouxland, because it's not everywhere. So, again, we are privileged here in Sioux City to get those kinds of events. Sioux City Public Museum is going to open a new exhibit called Honoring Our Armed Services, 1861 to 2017. It explores the military contributions of Siouxland residents, past and present. It's going to feature uniforms, weaponry, and equipment from the Civil War through the post-9/11 wars. It will also highlight important military installations in the Sioux City area during the past 160 years. There's going to be a slideshow with historic photographs of the area military installations, service members, and veterans organizations. And if you can't get to that, like in the next week, that will continue through the end of the year. So lots more information, SiouxCityMuseum.org.
It's All Speculation, an exhibit of paintings. That is the title of an exhibit by Mark Stemweddle, and it's on display now at Morningside College through Sunday, October 8th in the Epley Art Gallery. Stemweddle is the Studio Art Coordinator and Senior Painting Faculty at South Dakota State University in Brookings. His work uses symbolism and a rich surface to speak to its viewers. There will be a reception for the artist at the gallery from 5 to 7 o'clock on Thursday, September 21st. The Epley Art Gallery is open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And that is all of the time that we have this morning for Cultural Continuum. If you have something you'd like publicized, email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox and executive producer Allie Carson, I'm Steve Smith.